not recording. Oh, yes, we are recording, I think. It's not really, is it? Brick wall and shite. We are on the 9:10 Virgin train for a little bit longer anyway. We're not on it till the 9th of December. I meant until the franchise runs out. And stupid first to take over. That's my own personal opinion, and I'm very entitled.
False opinion does not reflect the opinion of everyone in the world.
It probably does.
However, on this occasion, I agree with you.
And I've got my lifelong friend with me, Mr. Ben Green. And Ben, you would have heard on my audio booth before, is an amazing pianist and organ player, and he's about to go and study music at York University, and that will be awesome. That is an aside, but an important one. And Ben and I are going to the Paralympics today, or the Paralympics, we are going to watch goal ball and hopefully wheelchair basketball. We have seats in, did you say C or? No, I meant as in when we get to the stadium.
We've got category A
tickets. Category A tickets, which I think is good, is a good thing. Yes. We still have two tickets to go, so if anyone is in London and would like to meet us somewhere along our route, which will be, the whole Coventry, Watford Junction, London Euston, Oxford Circus, and then Stratford Central. Oh, well, yeah. And anything along there, if you know you're London, then you're more than welcome to come and have the tickets and spend the day with us, because we're worthy of such things. So really, you know, this is just a sort of a intro. There'll be loads of booze coming out from us, talking really about what's going on around us and, you know, what a... park or a venue that is supposedly been redesigned for people with disabilities looks like, you know, what is society, what society's view of what that should be. Will it be utopia? Will there be braille on every lamppost? Or things like that. So it'd be interesting. Ben, did you enjoy the opening ceremony last night?
Yes. It was a bit difficult to get into with it was a bit strange the way it all started, but I think I felt very proud to be a disabled person in Britain by the end.
Yeah, that was the central message. It probably just about came through. Although I did feel half the time that I was a person with a disability on some particularly strong narcotics.
Oh, yes.
Side effects.
The person who came with that opening ceremony was definitely on something. It's probably an absinthe drinker or something.
Yeah, it was a bit strange to say the least. But yes, I think you summed it up. I think that we did say, didn't we, that we felt proud to be British, and yeah, you know, proud to be in the community of the disabled, or in the disabled community, or whatever. Whether we be blind, severely sighted.
Quite cool that the cauldron was lit by a blind footballer.
Yeah,
that's quite groovy.
I suppose he didn't set himself on fire, the silly sod.
You know what I mean.
But he didn't, so that was good. That would have been interesting. And the individual candles are now being lit. And oh dear, there seems to be a human torch. The blind man has set himself on fire.
Because I didn't think to make those GB tracksuits flameproof.
I would imagine those eye shades aren't particularly flameproof, are they? So we're well on our way anyway. Moving out round into now Birmingham International and the whole kind of I wouldn't say countryside just yet, it's a bit of an urban sprawl, isn't it, really? There are some green around, and we're right next to the train shop, so that's a good thing. It's always a good thing if you're next to the train shop. And we're right next to the man called the speaker with the man called Charlie, who is our train conductor today. And if his real name is Charlie, then my real name is Pope John Paul. But there you go. And I don't think there's much more I can tell you at the moment. But I just love having more than 5 minutes on Audio Boo. I can just chat for a bit with the Audio Boo Pro account, and you should consider getting that. I know it's £60 a year and you have to pay the £60 up front, but it's worth it, I've found. So we will sign off for now, I think, unless Ben's
more,
drink.
More from us later in the day.
Yes, more from us later in the day. And if anyone wants a free copy of the Daily Telegraph, I have one, because apparently it was cheaper to buy.
If it happens to fit your political persuasion,
yeah,
I know it fits mine.
Well, the water fits my political persuasion, yeah. I think that's... Although, actually, water is political, isn't it, now that it's all privatised? So, not even the water is apolitical. So, but it was apparently cheaper for me to have the Telegraph and the water than it was just have the water. How strange. But there you go. I suppose Ben could always use the water to put the paper out when I set it on fire. Although, not in the train. And not in hearing shot of anyone, because I might get thrown off. Right, I'm off now. I'll speak soon.